Mike Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you're joining us again for a few moments of Bible study together, as we're considering the many benefits and blessings that become one and is given to one when they receive Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And so we've been discussing why man needs new birth, and we've been looking at Genesis chapter 3, where we see that man fell into sin. We've discussed verse 15, one of the first prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman. And the curse, or the judgment that was placed upon man because of his sin. As the Lord said in verse 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Because she was deceived, as we've already seen in the book of Timothy, she was deceived by Satan. Adam was not deceived, and thus Adam was given the position of being the head of the home. Now, it doesn't mean, and many times people do not understand this truth, it does not mean that the husband is superior to the wife. That's not what it means. What it means is that someone has to take the role of leadership. And so God gave the man that position to be the leader in the home. He's to be the leader in every respect and in every way. But it doesn't mean that the husband is superior to the woman. Not at all. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, we read these words concerning man and woman's position before Christ. In verse 26, he says, concerning believers, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's the way we become a child of God. That's the way we're born into the family of God, through new birth, as we've already considered and thought about. And we'll consider that even more about what the new birth is in the days to come. But it has to do with spiritual birth, being born again spiritually, because it's in our spirit that man is dead in trespasses and in sin. And so we read here, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, the baptism that he's talking about here has to do with our salvation. When we accepted Christ as Savior, we were born and placed into the body of believers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read in verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that body, one body being many, or one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit, verse 13, by one Spirit are we all baptized, are immersed into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. He's talking about believers who are immersed into the body of Christ. The church is a picture of the body of Christ, with Christ as the head. And that's what we saw over in the book of Ephesians, as he was talking about the husband and the wife, and he was talking about Christ and the church. And let's just look there a minute. Ephesians chapter 5, and there he gives us this information about Christ and the church. He's talking about husbands and wives loving themselves are loving each other. He says in verse 22, wives, submit yourselves. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. When a woman submits to her husband's leadership as the head of the home, she's submitting to Christ. She's obeying the Lord, because this is what the Lord has told the wife, that she should submit to her husband's leadership. Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Speaking of the body of believers, with Christ the head of the church. And he uses the illustration of our physical bodies to illustrate how that each believer has a place in the body of Christ to serve him. And that's what he's talking about there in the book of Corinthians when he says that we are immersed into the body of Christ. And each member has its particular place to fill in the body of Christ, just like in the physical body, the different members of the physical body have a purpose and have a place to fill. And so he goes on to say, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, then he puts the responsibility on the husband. Husbands, love your wife. How much? As Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's how much a husband's to love his wife. He's to love his wife to the extent that he'd be willing to die for her. Because that's how much Jesus Christ loved you and me. He was willing to die for us, which makes up the bride of Christ. We who have put our faith and trust in Jesus have become a part of the bride of Christ. And so he gave his life for us. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. A husband is to love his wife in three ways, as this passage of Scripture points out. He's to love his wife spiritually. The husband is to be the spiritual leader in the home. How many times we men would shove it off on our wife, but that's not the wife's position. It's the husband's responsibility. We're to be the spiritual leader in the home. We're to be the spiritual guide in the home, and we are to influence and teach our children spiritual truth. That's what the Word of God goes on to say. Chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, listen to what God gives to the responsibility of the father. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. God puts the responsibility of bringing up our children to reverence and honor him. He puts it on our shoulders as men. Beloved, that's the job of a man. That's part of the responsibility of headship, being the head, being the leader, being in the position of authority. It's not an easy job. It's not putting the woman down, because notice what he says again here in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. Notice that. We're on the same level when it comes to being in Christ, when it comes to being a child of God. A husband and a wife are on the same level. But God gives the husband the responsibility of ministering to the wife and ministering to the children and being the spiritual leader in the home. And so it's a big job that a husband is to love his wife spiritually. And then he goes on to say there in Ephesians, he's to love his wife as he loves his own body. And then he goes on to say that he loves his wife as he loves himself. He's to love his wife solically. He's to be sensitive to her emotional needs. He's to care for her physically, spiritually, and emotionally. He's to love his wife in three ways. And you read that scripture there in Ephesians chapter 5. And thus he tells us, verse 33, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." The wife is to respect her husband. She's to honor her husband. Oh, listen, when a wife submits to her husband, it builds up the man's ego. It helps the man to fulfill his role as the head of the home, because she's willing to submit to his leadership. She's willing to submit to what he has to say. Now, because my wife submitted to me, I respected her input. I listen to her when there's a decision to be made. I ask her what her opinion is, because sometimes what she has to say is better than what I think, and we'll go along with what she has to say, because she has insight and understanding that I don't have. That's why the wife is to be the helpmeet of the husband. She's to help the husband and to assist the husband, and that's why I always ask what her opinion is, what she thinks about this, and what her input is. And if I agree with her, I'll go along with that, but if I feel like, no, that's not the way we ought to go, then she submits to my final decision in the matter. The husband is to be the spiritual head of the home, and he is to make the decisions, the final decisions, in choices and decisions that have to be made. And this is part of the battle, part of the struggle that a wife goes through in submitting to her husband's leadership. It's not an easy thing for a wife to do. And sometimes we men make bad decisions, and our wife will suffer because of our bad decision. And we have to acknowledge our mistake and ask forgiveness. Till next time, goodbye.